Little Margaret sat in her high hall door, combing her long yellow hair. She saw sweet William and his new made bride riding down the road so near. She tucked back her ivory comb, tucked back her long yellow hair, said, "I'll go down and bid him farewell and never more go near." It was lately in the night, when they were fast asleep, little Margaret appeared all dressed in white, standing at their bed's feet. "How well do you like your snow-white pillow? How well do you like your sheets? How well do you like that fair young maid lays in your arms asleep? Right well do I like my snow-white pillow. Right well do I like my sheets. Far better do I like that fair young maiden standing at my bed's feet." He called for a servant man to come, and he saddled the dappled roan, and he rode down to Margaret's house. He rode to her door alone. "Is little Margaret in the house? Or is she in the hall? Little Margaret lays in her stone-cold coffin, her face turned to the wall. Throw back that snow-white veil, be it ever so fine, and let me kiss those corpy lips, for I know they will never kiss mine." And once he kissed her snow-white hand, two times he kissed her cheek, three times he kissed her corpy lips, then he fell in her arms asleep.